With a voice that's high and clear and classic in Christian music spanning decades, spanning styles, Larnell Harris is here now.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Today, my guest is Larnell Harris. You can find out more at larnell.com. So enjoying hearing his story and, of course, some wonderfully classic Christian music from Larnell.
Tell me, where do I go when there's no one else to turn to? Who do I talk to when no one else will listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation to stay?
Where do you go?
I go to the rock.
Come on.
Disabled, I go to the rock.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. How did you meet? Because I'm looking especially at the timeline, 1983, 85, you know, in these early mid-80s, you were singing with Sandy Patty. She's got a connection, of course, there in Indiana and worked closely with the Gaithers. You're with the vocal band for this time period, so you're singing solo, you're doing the duets with Sandy, and you're with the vocal band. So I guess it brings the big question, how did your world collide with both the Sandy Patty and the Bill Gaither connections?
You know, I really don't know. I was just in a good place at the right time. Yeah. And to develop not only those relationships, but it certainly didn't hurt if we're just talking about just quote unquote career. It was just a great place to be at that point. Bill, of course, will be singing his songs forever. The songs that he and Gloria have written, to be able to get to know him and to be counted as a friend and count him as a friend has been a wonderful, wonderful thing. And of course, Sandy as well.
Yeah.
So, I got to tell you, I like the partnerships. I like the partnerships. I do believe in iron sharpens iron, mm-hmm. but there are times when I think that maybe we're not quite there. When that's not the side we're on. I believe, you know, I have two granddaughters. As they grow up around us, and we were so fortunate to be living in the same town with our kids and our grandkids, they are hearing all kinds of things about who they should be growing up and what yeah. love is, and it's from this relationship to that relationship and without commitment and all of those things. Listen, I want to sing songs, and I believe that the partnerships help with that. That tell them differently, that tell them the Bible's definition of love, that head them toward agape love, a love that is lasting. It's perfect, so we won't get that, but at least they will have that on the table. Yeah. And I want to be able to tell them that there are some groups out there that I'm not a part of. I don't even, you know, I don't know the people in it. I don't, you know, I have no particular dog in the hunt. Mm-hmm. They just sing songs that I think you need to hear, because it will help you grow into at least put something in your heart and in your mind that is opposite from what the world is saying to you. You know what? I think we do that through partnerships, and I love being able to at that time and for a time. I'm glad that God put me in that place. Because it helped me, key in on some ideas and some songs that were important and could be important to my family and important enough to sing about.
Display.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, sitting down today with Larnell Harris and hearing his story. Of course, these great songs that not only from decades past, but the songs that he's currently singing as well. And Larnell, I kind of wanted to ask you about the current landscape, whether you're looking at just the way music has changed through time, or if we're talking specifically about worship and songs of faith. This is not the same era as the 80s. It's not the same as the 90s. I mean, we've changed a little bit. What's your take on it all? As you talk about your grandchildren, you know, you talk about the next generation. It's a different world, whether you talk about Southern Gospel or CCM or whatever the label you want to put on it is, Christian music.
Well, you know, that's certainly a question I get asked a lot. And to tell you the truth, I just believe that God is not going to is going to do with his music and with his ministries that he gives out, that he has allowed. He's going to do exactly what he wants to.
Yeah.
The truth is always going to be the truth. And it is only natural, I think, that music will change over during the generations. You know, I've talked to a number of these young groups that have come out. They do great music. They have a great heart. And they simply are expressing their faith to those people in their sphere of influence. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great. I think it's necessary, and I think it's a good thing. And at the helm of it all is our Lord, who is the protector of it all. And that word that goes forth, whether I agree with how you do it or how you said it or what genre is in, is going to do the same thing it's always done.
Yeah.
It is going to convict hearts. It is going to challenge people, again, to a greater walk with the Lord.
Do you think that the same people you were singing to in the 80s, they had similar issues as the people in the 90s and the people in the last decade and the people today? I mean, maybe we call them soccer moms now. Maybe we used to call them little league moms or stay-at-home moms. But, you know, so some situations change. And certainly we have a different kind of issue when you talk about social media or internet influence. But ultimately, people are lonely. People are fearful. People get depressed. People get angry. These same emotions in music can be a great carrier of the gospel that meets all those issues.
You know, that has always been.
Yeah.
That's always been. That hasn't changed. And one of the songs that I was on tour with this with Steve Green, and he sings a song that I think answers that question. And there are many others. But no matter what the state, no matter what the era, no matter what the year, it boils down to one thing, and this will happen one way or another. Everybody won't receive the message. We already know that. It is diametrically opposed to what the world, to the prevailing worldview. But the issue is, people just need God. They need the Lord. And regardless of what they do with it when they hear it, I just want to keep singing.
Far behind, life was like a bundle of confusion. I was looking for love that I could never find. Then I tuned into a gospel station, heard about a sweet salvation, and then I gave all to him, my heart, my soul, and my mind. And now I stop talking about the changes taking place in me. You know that I can't be living without him. I'm finally clear and I can finally see. Life is like a celebration, 'cause I am a new creation. And now I can't stop talking about him. When this lawman pulled me over,
talking about the change that's taking place in me. You know that I can't be living without him. Is it finally clear? I can finally see. Life is like a celebration, 'cause I am a new creation. And now I can't stop talking about him. In me, you know that I can't be living without him. Things are finally clear, I can finally see. Life is like a celebration, 'cause I am a new creation. And now I can't stop talking about him.
Darnell Harris, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Okay, if I mention the names to you, I've got a couple I want to go through here. I just kind of want to give me your reaction and your relationship with these people or the person. And I'll start off with Reggie and Lady Love Smith.
Man, what great friends. Lady wears me out. That's one thing. Lady is a sweet girl, and Reggie is one of the finest singers I know. I will never forget. My mom passed away, and we were all on the road together, and we did a concert here in Louisville. And I, my mom's passing was a tough time for me, and as it should be, you know. I've since moved on, but you know what? That was a tough time. I love my mom, and everybody who's lost someone will understand this. I started to sing in concert. Friends in High Places. Mm-hmm. I've got friends in high places, and I got to a point of the song, and that revisited that grieving time. Mm-hmm. And Reggie did not miss a step. He took that microphone, and he sung it better than I could ever sing.
Wow.
And it was just, I have never forgotten that. What first of all, a wonderful singer he is, and what a wonderful couple they make, and what a spirit that they have.
I've got hope when things look bad, and I can smile when I should be sad. I've got friends who lift me up when I'm feeling low. They watch over me wherever I may go. I've got friends in the high places, so high, but not so far away. Father,
with his son and the angels, each and every one, and other friends I miss so much that I long to see, and knowing I'll be with them one day comforts me. So high, but not so far away. I've got friends in high places, and I'm gonna be with them someday. Why should I run? Somebody tell me, why should I hide? What's there to fear when my friends are on my side? I've got friends in high places, so high, but not so far away.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Today, my guest is Larnell Harris. You can find out more at larnell.com. So enjoying hearing his story. And of course, some wonderfully classic Christian music from Larnell. Another one that I noticed you did a duet with, this is not Sandy, this would be, but another name, we could just say one word, the first name, and we would understand who this person is, Vestal.
You know what? She was just a sweetheart. Yeah. Again, during the same time, my mom passed away. When mom passed away, we had the service, and I was had one of those. I found it in the closet the other day. You know these phones, we call them mobile phones, and it's like putting a desktop in your car.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing. And it rang in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm from Danville. I was 36 miles from home. And it was Vestal. Mm. And she just called to comfort me during the loss of my mom. And she had threatened everybody she could find to get my number, including the phone company. That's just Vestal.
Yeah.
And she got it, and she called me. I never forgot that. And so when I had an opportunity to sing with her, after admiring her and her music and her, I mean, everybody loved Vestal. I mean, that girl tenor, you know.
Oh yeah.
When I got the chance to sing, "The Lamb Has Brought Us Home" with her, I jumped at it, and it was a great experience. I loved me some Vestal.
I could hardly open my eyes, for the light was greater than I had ever seen. And the welcome I received was far beyond the realm of belief.
sang a hallelujah as we marveled in the beauty above. They cried glory, glory as we fell before His throne. Behold the King of ages. The Lamb has brought us
began to recognize many faces in the crowd that I had known. But then I heard my name called out by one who said that I was His own. And there is nothing like the glory that surrounds. It reflects for miles upon a crystal sea, and the wonder of it all to be revealed for eternity. Angels cried, holy, holy, and we sing of His mercy and His love. They say,
Darnell Harris. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. This one, I'm just curious to know because, in fact, I got to talk about Mark Lowry here. Mark, and I think Bill, I heard talk about you and Mark listening to you before he was in the vocal band, and I don't know how old he would have been, but said, my goodness, this guy is singing. And I want to say that the phrase that always comes to mind when I hear Larnell sing a high note is rip your head off like C above C or something, you know, these crazy high notes. And it's like, how in the world? So with that setup, I'm actually going to ask you about David Phelps, because see, here's David, another powerful tenor. When you guys find yourselves in the same room at some of these reunions or at a Gaither thing, do tenors get together and talk about vocal techniques? And boy, we're on the high end of the register. We've really got to protect our voices. What do you do? You know, do you exchange tips?
You know what? I don't think we've ever done that. I don't think we've ever done that. It's always just sort of a class reunion. I certainly understand that David is probably one of the finest tenors that I've heard. He is well trained and will be singing for a long, long time. And when he sings, I just sit real still. I just sit still. This guy can really sing. And not only can he sing, but he delivers a message that when the song is done, you remember.
Yeah.
What a great find he is to Christian music. And the way he's singing, he's going to be around a long time.
Listen. Let me hear you do it. Ever been a singer? Amen, amen. Sing it over one time, children. Now listen to my story. It's a story about my Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Now we see the little baby. That he's wrapped in a manger. On Christmas morning, see him at the seashore. He's talking to the fisherman. You know that he's making us disciples. As they wave the palm branches, come on, help me out here. In pomp and in splendor, amen, amen. See him in the garden, praying to his Father in the deepest. Crucified him, but he rose on Easter. Amen. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Everybody sing it. Yes, he died to save you and you and you and me, but he lives forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. I want to hear you say it. He lives.
I was on YouTube. I've got the albums, by the way. I've got the actual vinyl at home, and I cherish these. You know, some albums I say, you know what, I need to get rid of and make more room. But these albums I will hold on to, and it's the early Vocal Band stuff. And I was playing them for my kids. And yeah, my oldest is 8 and a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. So we were just around the house. I just turned it on just to see what their reaction, you know, because they're hearing all this new music. I said, let's go back and hear this from the 80s. And I kid you not, my little girl has had me put this on her mixtape, all right? That's When the Angels Rejoice. Your version. I mean, this is cool stuff. I'm like, wow, this is a totally new generation. It's falling in love with the Larnell and the Michael English and this Vocal Band sound that is just so cool. So I guess the next person to ask you about is Michael English, because what a powerful lineup that was.
You know, it was great fun. And Michael, of course, I remember when he auditioned, we were down there in Nashville, and this guy come in and he had all of this soul and all of this. He reached down into the recesses of the bottom of his feet and sang from there, you know?
Yeah.
And just to stand on stage with him. And it was always kind of a, you know, we're always communicating up there. And you look at Mike, and you never know exactly what he's going to do. And he just, you know, he was just a great singer, yeah. And still is. I just and you know, the vocal band has somehow found those kind of singers who communicate. Mm-hmm. When Mike sings, you feel it in your chest. You know what I mean? I bowed on my knees and cried, holy.
Yeah.
You know, when he's doing that, I believe it. And that is the sign of a not only a fine singer, but someone who is communicating from their heart.
At the completion of the Golden Gate, no, the angels did not celebrate.
And when the right boys blew their bird, no angelic shouts were heard.
There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord's choice.
That's when the angels rejoice.
Now when the light bulb first lit up the town, no, the angel did not dance around.
And when the man stepped on the moon, they didn't sing a victory tune. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord's choice.
That's when the angels rejoice.
Now heaven doesn't strike up the band for any old occasion at hand.
It's gotta be a special thing.
A special thing
to make those angels sing.
Now when the Model T first hit the street, it didn't bring all heaven to its feet.
And when the first computer was born, they didn't hold Gabriel's heart.
There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord's choice.
That's when the angels rejoice. Now when the States became a nation, there was no angelic celebration. When one lost sinner comes back home, they jump for joy around the world. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord's choice.
That's when the angels rejoice.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, Larnell Harris.
Oh, well, I can be glad, for my hope is in the Lord, because it gives a confidence that this world doesn't know. You know that He's the Lord of all. So whatever the situation, I'm glad my hope. In the Lord, cause it gives a confidence that this world doesn't know. You know that He's the Lord of all. Whatever the situation, I'm glad my hope's in the Lord. Oh, right from the beginning, God made me for His own. So He replaced my weak foundation, made Himself a cornerstone. When all was ready and in order, He promised every day and hour He'd be faithful to sustain me by His mighty power. I'm glad my hope is in the Lord. Come on. Gives a confidence. Woo! The world doesn't know. You know that He's the Lord of all. So whatever the situation, I'm glad. Is there anybody else here that's glad tonight that He's your Lord and your Savior?
is in the Lord. Well, my hope is in the Lord. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? If I landed in prison for calling on God's name, He would cause these walls to crumble under the fervor of my praise. And for the cause of Christ, I'm chosen to suffer death to prove my stand. I'll be ushered into glory now there by God's own hand. Every mountain and every fortress, every word that is not His will pass away.
Pass away.
Glad my hope is in the Lord, yeah, cause He gives a confidence. Good. That this world doesn't know. You know that He's the Lord of all. Whatever the situation, I'm glad. Raise your hands if you're glad tonight. You can say amen if you're glad tonight. Oh, my hope. Well, is in the Lord. My hope is in the Lord. Oh, my hope is in my Lord. That's cause I'm so glad. All of my hope is in Jesus. All my hope is in the Lord. I've been signed, sealed, delivered, cleansed, and forgiven by a whole hope that's in my Lord. I'm so glad. Glad about it. So glad.
Darnell, you're still traveling. I understand you've got a wonderful, close-knit family, and you're in Louisville, right?
Yes, Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, and so, but obviously, still singing, still doing great work. And if I mentioned, we couldn't even go all the places that you have performed, but from the White House you were the first artist in the Soviet Union when all that changed, and then. I'm looking at this public service campaign that you did, public service announcements, and then Regis and Kathy Lee. I mean, you've taken the gospel, you've taken Christian music to some pretty cool platforms through it all. And to take time to talk to us today has just been, it's been cool. I've enjoyed it.
Well, Daniel, it's been a pleasure. And I think of all of those, events that God has allowed me to be a part of, probably the one that sticks in my heart the most. I mean, including the Kremlin. I mean,
yeah, right.
It is my understanding that we did the first Christian concert in the Kremlin, where, by the way, we had teams of people and we managed to lay on the former Soviet Union 4 million Bibles. We just pass them
wow.
out. And it was just a great experience. But in Lilongwe, Malawi, I walked into a village village where there are a number of tribes, and on the way in, these tribesmen and tribeswomen who didn't have very much sang for us. And out of that experience, I really understood what the joy of singing and sharing was all about. I was taught a great deal that day, and they treated us like kings, and they gave what they have. They gave what they had. And I got a picture not long after being in Lilongwe, Malawi, mm-hmm. because I was able to be a part of putting in a well in the middle of a number of these tribes, so they didn't have to go so far to get water. I understand that the women and children carry the water. And so I was able to be a part of putting a well that will give water, life-giving water, for centuries after we're all gone. And they took a picture, and I have it hanging in my living room. And it is a picture of the tribesmen and women holding their Bibles up, praising the Lord for their well. Mm. And if I can be a part of anything, I want to be a part of a team, which I believe that all of us are. We're all God's people who know Him, and He has called on us to share a message with the world. I want to be a part, and hope I can continue to be a part of a of a system of God's people who continually share with the world this water from this well, from which the Bible says, if you drink this, you will never thirst again. That is just the bottom line for me.
The children have no place to play, where the homeless wait for life to take them in. Yes, I walked with Jesus there today.
the eyes of a broken man, and I felt his wounded hand reach out, and as the careless traffic sped along the other side, I saw Jesus walk the street today.
Larnell, if folks find you online, it's a pretty easy search. They can simply go to larnell.com. If they just put in the word Larnell into Google, I'm telling you, you're it. I mean, you don't meet many people these days named Larnell. Do you have any cool stories of people that have come up to you who've named their children Larnell or that have a connection with the name?
My sister did that to me. She did that to me. I was on a tram in Orlando. Okay, Orlando, Florida.
Yeah,
out of the airport, and a lady was pushing a baby, and she saw me in this thing, and she said, "I've named my son Larnell," and the first thing I said to her is, "We already have one. I named my son Larnell." So my son is a junior. We call him Lonnie. That's what my dad and mom called me when I was growing up. So, we're pretty easy to find. You stick Larnell in there, something's going to come up.
Well, I do appreciate the time. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for your music all these years. And again, don't mean that to make you feel old or anything, but it's just been a true testament of not only God's faithfulness, but hey, your faithfulness too, to serve all of us who need that bit of encouragement and hope. So I thank you.
Well, thank you, Daniel. I've enjoyed it, and we'll do it again.
Hey, I appreciate it. Let's do it.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com.
Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.